is Free Talk Live. You can take control via the phones, 1-800-259-5791. That's toll-free. Anything goes, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming. As a matter of fact, we just plugged in a brand new stream. We've had our broadband stream for a while. And we've always had a dial-up stream as well, for those of you stuck on analog dial-up modems. But we've got a new dial-up stream. That's you. We've got a new dial-up stream now. It's actually a little bit... It's using a new codec, which means it's not MP3. So we're kind of testing it. Pretty much only certain people will be able to listen to it tonight. I think it might actually be cutting down on our potential listeners. But there are several dial-up style streams through some of our affiliates that you can also get on, so it's not like this is your only option, dial-up users. But we're just sort of testing it out, so you can check it out over on the tune-in page of freetalklive.com. Basically, it takes up less bandwidth, so those of you on dial-up could do a little bit more surfing as a result of it. So it sounds probably even better than it did before. It's like a whole new technology, right? So it sounds better, and it takes up less space.
For the sandbaggers out there who haven't got broadband.
Exactly. So hopefully it works. And, of course, the old broadband stream is still MP3, still works everywhere pretty much. So check it out, freetalklive.com, brand new live streaming there for you. With that, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, just give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. So, Jason, where are we starting tonight?
Let's start with the Bible.
Oh, okay.
Well, the Catholic Church, they're saying that, it's not so true.
What? The Bible?
That's right. Well, the hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church has published a teaching document instructing the faithful that some parts of the Bible aren't exactly true.
Interesting.
This is the Catholic bishops of England, Wales, and Scotland. They're warning their 5 million worshippers, as well as others drawn to the study of the scripture, that they shouldn't expect, quote, total accuracy from the Bible.
Okay.
Which is what we've been saying for a long time.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, the Bible is...
a great spiritual book.
It is a spiritual book.
There's some good lessons in there.
Certainly are. However, possessed donkeys and...
Mm-hmm. And Balaam and his talking ass.
Didn't the burning bush talk as well?
The burning bush?
It certainly did.
It said, I am.
Okay.
I am who am, I believe.
Or something like that.
Well, here are a few examples of what they're saying is not true. That's in the Bible.
This is from the Catholic Church.
It's telling us the parts that aren't true?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it is. Genesis chapter 2.
As though these guys know any better than anybody else.
Right.
What parts of the Bible are true, what parts aren't true, what are actual historical facts.
Well, they claim to know better because the Pope, according to the Catholic Church, is the only man who can actually talk to God.
Yeah, I don't think anybody besides maybe the Pope believes that. I just don't think anybody believes that.
No, I don't think so either.
They're not fooling anybody in modern society that the Pope is talking to God.
I'm sure there are people that would be fooled by that.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, look at the thronging masses that gather out in front of the Vatican.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Well, here's an example. Examples. Here's an example of what's not true.
Well, according to the Catholic Church.
Yeah, according to the Catholic Church. Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 to 22. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon a man. The man, that is. And while he slept, he took one of his ribs and closed up in its place with flesh. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. That's not true.
So, no. In fact, women did not come from ribs of men?
No. It's
and
never happened.
The silly story about men having one less rib than women, proving that, in fact, it's not true either?
No.
You mean that's an urban legend?
It is. It really is. It's a Christian urban legend that that men somehow have one fewer rib than women.
You know, I think Christians are trying to get it pushed in science class that men have one less rib. You know, it's just a theory. Just like, men have just the same number of ribs as women. That's just a theory too, isn't it?
I'm sure there's a guy out there with one less rib, but I don't think that he's a direct descendant of Adam.
So basically they're saying that the pretty much the creation story is untrue.
I mean, totally fabricated, actually. Most of the points they list here is untrue come from Genesis.
Interesting.
Well, Genesis is where the the real horse tales come in.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, Genesis and Revelations.
Yeah. Well, Revelations is a prediction.
Well, there are so many people. I mean, this flies in the face of the biblical literists. I mean, there are groups of people, religions out there.
The fundamentalists.
The fundies that believe every single word that's in that Bible. Doesn't matter. I guess they have their preferred version, but
it's the unerring word of God.
Yeah.
The funny thing is
it's literal.
Right. The King James Version usually is the pick. So the unerring word of God was written in English from the original text, or, you know, from copies of the original text in 1611 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. 1611, there was a Bible written in 1611, but it wasn't the King James Version.
Right.
It doesn't matter. So, you know, isn't it strange that that would be, God imbued these monks to be the ones that gave the unerring word of God?
But,
you know?
with these monks, I think he missed, and he didn't really get the true word in there.
Because, you know, if it's the unerring word of God, every single word has to be exactly the same.
Now, in light of this story, I mean, wouldn't you think that Christians would just be floored at this news?
I would think
they'd
be
out in the Bible that isn't true? Unbelievable.
I don't know. What are there any reactions from any Christians in the story?
I doubt that very seriously.
No, there aren't.
I don't know. I mean, I know we have Christians listening to this show, and I think that a lot of the Christians that listen to Free Talk Live are a little more open-minded than some of their fundamentalist cousins. But if there are any fundies out there tuning in tonight, 1-800-259-5791. I mean, how do you feel about this? Is the Catholic Church slapping the Bible in the literally kind of? Are they insulting the Bible? Are they insulting God with this press release, basically?
I don't know. It seems like most Christians I know, and certainly what I was taught in like Sunday school, mm-hmm. is that there's a medium road between science and religion. You know, that you can kind of find something in the middle that makes you happy. And this is kind of what they're doing here.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun, where you can call in about anything. This is your show, Free Talk Live, to Fred in Philly. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
It's been a while.
Fred, I know you weren't calling about this, but you've been listening on hold. How do you feel about the Catholic Church coming out and saying that some parts of the Bible are absolutely demonstrably false?
I'm kind of unfamiliar with the debate, Ian.
There's no debate. It's just the Catholic Church is saying that there are certain parts of the Bible that just aren't true.
I think you got contradictions in dogma, but I don't really have the kind of personal faith that has theology in it.
Very good. You don't have any real personal feelings. All right, I did kind of blindside you on that one. What's on your mind?
All right. If I may, this is something very, very interesting. You could just, everyone sit back, use your imagination a little bit, but it's not a fable. It's the truth.
It's imaginary
journeys,
Fred. Great.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay, I've got my eyes shut. Go ahead.
Okay. This is real, but it really shocked me what I discovered. I picked up last week's copy of Jane's Defense Weekly, and I turned to page 30 and 31, and you have a two-page ad of a underground facility, a gigantic facility that does only this thing called Strategic Communications, and there's a company called Strategic Communication Laboratories. The copy of the ad, it's about 500, 600 words, boasts they have had 11 prime ministers as clients and other non-elected, like rulers of countries as clients.
Okay.
And the laboratories, the Strategic Communication Laboratories, their job is to override any media that the clients don't like. And they have an online ability to simply override TV, radio.
That sounds pretty spooky. Can you scan that and put it up on our bulletin board system?
No, I can't because I'm not...
Fred, thanks, man. We got a scram. 800-259-5791, your show, Free Talk Live.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Wednesday night edition, anything goes, political, personal. Of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have got all kinds of good stuff on the website for you, including the bulletin board system, archives, live streaming, much, much more. All of it is free. And all we ask in return is you to voluntarily vote for the show. If you appreciate the fact that we give you all the archives for free, head over to vote.freetalklive.com right now. And all you need is an email address. You punch it in. You click vote now. They send you a confirmation email. You open up your email box, click the confirmation email, open the link inside, and you're done. I mean, literally, it takes less than a minute.
You make it sound so easy.
I make it sound more complex. I mean, it is simple.
It takes less time to do it than it does for Ian to explain how to do it.
Almost. Anyway, you can go to vote.freetalklive.com. Thanks to those of you who have voted so far this month, we are currently the number one podcast in the world over at podcastalley.com, which is kind of the thing central site for all things podcast. And so we appreciate those of you who have gone so far and voted. And if you have, pass a word on to your friends. Tell them about Free Talk Live. Tell some family members. Shoot off an instant message to everybody that you know or an email asking them to go to vote.freetalklive.com. Because the longer we're number one, the more press we're going to get. The more new listeners we're going to get, because people go to PodcastAlley.com, brand new people every day, and they say, well, let's see, there's 7,000 podcasts to choose from. Which one should I listen to first?
Here's one at number one. Let's try that one.
Yeah. It must be number one for a reason, and indeed it is, because you went and voted for us at vote.freetalklab.com. Well, we were talking with Jason. Jason, you brought in an article from the Catholic Church.
That's right.
Where they've actually officially now basically come out against what is most of Genesis, right? Basically, they've come out...
A lot of Genesis. You know, it's all over the board, but yeah. It's in particular scripture, parts of the scripture that can be construed to hold bias against another group or make Christians feel superior to other peoples.
Got it. Basically, the Catholic Church has come out and said, these parts of the Bible, not really true.
Indeed.
So with that, we go to Sheila in Oregon. Sheila, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Sheila. Sheila, we're going to try you back later on sometime. Well, she had a comment on the Bible thing. I wanted to hear from somebody who's a fundamentalist, somebody who believes the Bible word for word, somebody who's a biblical literalist. They believe that those words are the exact words of God. There's no deviating from it. And I want to know how those kind of people feel about the Catholic Church coming out and making a proclamation.
I bet you none of them are very few of them are Catholics.
Probably.
And nonetheless, I would
think some of them probably think that the Pope is the Antichrist.
Maybe so.
I know a lot of Christians who feel that way.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brett in Idaho. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thanks for making it, Brett. What's on your mind?
I told your screener that I'm a truck driver. I travel all over the country. I'm listening to you through an audio feed off the internet.
Sweet.
And, I am a born-again Christian. I am a fundamentalist.
Okay.
I'm not going to sit here for one second and claim that I know everything because I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm 42 years old. I've done a lot of studying and listening and learning, and I know my Bible pretty good. I do believe that the King James Version of the Bible is the most accurate.
Okay.
And that's about as far as I'll go with that. I do believe that a lot of the other versions have been influenced by the spirit of Satan and perverted.
Oh.
But
how do you get in there perverting them?
What's that?
How do you get in there to pervert them?
Well, actually, the original language was given to us in the scriptures in Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek.
That's
so
right.
English is a translation.
Right.
As well as many other, you know, the Bible's been translated into Chinese.
Right.
The list goes on and on and on.
It is said that to truly understand the Bible, you must know how to read ancient Greek.
Especially through a Greek lexicon to get the true meaning of the words and what have you, yes.
So with that, how do you feel about the Catholic Church basically coming out and saying that the Genesis story is a bunch of hooey?
Yeah, no, that's not right. I'm glad you mentioned that. So
you believe that women were created from a man's rib. You literally believe that that's what happened.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know.
Oh.
You're
not that fundamentalist, then.
That's a great answer.
No, wait a minute. The Bible says God took a rib from Adam and made woman. Okay,
cool.
Now you can split hairs, you can get into all the particulars, and like I said, at the onset of this, I'm not an expert, I'm not going to come across to you like I'm some expert, okay, because
we don't expect that.
I think you're as expert as the next guy.
That's true.
Because I think they're all just guessing.
I think it's all opinion, yeah.
2,000 and 3,000 year old documents,
and everybody has their interpretation.
Right, now all I can say is the Bible says that God took a rib from Adam and made woman. Now, God, you know, if you want to go right along that line of reasoning, a lot of people think that the Bible's in error and all screwed up because it says a fish swallowed Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
you know, but that's what the Bible says. So some people say, well, that was a whale.
Yeah, well, some people say it's all, you know, symbolic, and it's, you know, it needs to be interpreted, and so obviously everybody has their different opinions. So you kind of take issue with the Catholic Church coming out with a proclamation like this. Do you feel like the Catholic Church saying something like that weakens the Bible in people's eyes?
No. In fact, I'm glad you're getting onto this Catholic Church thing, because most fundamentalists, most people that do their homework, and this isn't me, you can read Revelation chapter 17 and 18.
I'll pass. But my co-hosts have actually read it.
Let me put it to you in a nutshell, okay?
Okay.
When you read Revelation chapter 17 and 18, it talks about Mystery Babylon. It talks about the whore riding on the back of a scarlet-colored beast.
Uh-huh.
It gives the colors, symbolism of representation and everything. It says that she sits on, it's a city that sits on seven hills.
So
if you do your homework, you will find out that the Vatican over in Rome
sits on seven hills.
A city that sits on seven hills. It gives the colors. It's a perfect description of the Catholic Church. We believe
fascinating.
We believe that the Catholic Church is the harlot that sits on the beach for the end time, which we believe we're in right now.
So the Pope himself is the whore of Babylon.
No. Fundamentalists believe that when the man of sin comes on the scene, which we're expecting him to be revealed in the not too distant future.
Oh, so you're one of these. You're one of the people that believes that basically the end times are upon us, right?
Exactly. Well, you think Hurricane Katrina and Rita is just happenstance?
Yeah, I think hurricanes happen, dude. I live in Florida. Come on, they happen all the time. In fact, the people have been predicting the end of the world for decades.
This doesn't happen all the time. I'm sorry.
People have been predicting the end of the world for hundreds and thousands of years. I mean, people thought the world was going to end in the year 2000.
You don't understand God's timetable, then.
Apparently, none of them did either.
A thousand years is as a day, and a day is as a thousand years. We've just completed the 6,000-year time.
How do you feel, I mean, if you're saying I don't understand God's timetable, and I certainly don't claim to, I don't believe in one, period, but what about all the people who claimed up and down that they understood it, that they researched it and the world was supposed to end in the year 1800, in the year 1900, in the year 2000?
Right, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
Those guys knew their stuff, too. How do you know you're right?
No, they didn't know their stuff because God hadn't revealed the knowledge to them yet.
They were clearly wrong.
Yes, they were wrong. And maybe
they
you're
were
right.
Wrong.
Hey, Brett, thanks for the call, man. Call us again sometime because we always love hearing from somebody who's a semi-expert. Thank you.
Sure.
And we're glad you're listening in your truck. That's really cool. All right, 800-259-5791. Sheila is back. We're going to her and your calls coming up. Take control.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Flick a switch and let there be light. Not since Thomas Edison has there been such a bright idea until now. I'll illuminate you when we come back. Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Forget the bulky bulb above your head in your vehicle's passenger cabin. The next big thing in automotive lighting is a dazzling idea. It's a lamp so small it can barely be seen. Germany's Osram company is introducing the aptly named MiniStar, the world's smallest integral reflector halogen lamp. The MiniStar packs the glow power of a 50-watt light bulb into a package smaller than a shiny penny. So what does this mean for your car? Better visibility, less heat transference, improved electrical efficiency, and a sleeker interior. Now that's what I call making light of a situation. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. It is Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com and go bid on our auction right now because there's literally only, I think, like 2 hours left, maybe even less than that. Auction.freetalklive.com. We are auctioning off the third banner position on our website. So if you'd like to be advertising your product or service, or gosh, you just want to put up something that you think's really cool looking, you can bid on our banner at auction.freetalklive.com. And when I checked a couple hours ago, it was only like $15.50.
That's
well,
cheap.
This is when the action starts, though.
That's true. But
right
that is cheap.
It is.
So there you go. Check it out.
1901.
Hey, for less than $20.
With 2 hours left to go.
2 hours left. Auction.freetalklive.com. By the way, that buys you a month. So you get a whole month on our website, which is the number one podcast in the world right now.
And to all the Christian fundamentalists that are listening, Neo Goddess is the highest bidder, and we can't let some pagan like that win.
You know, if you're a Christian fundamentalist and you want to put... Look, I'm an atheist, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, man, what you're sort of like a New Agey...
You're New Agey?
Yeah, I am, absolutely.
I had no idea you were New Agey.
And Jason
is shop at Elysian Fields.
They're a client of mine.
Huh, I see.
By the way, for everybody not in this area, Elysian Fields is sort of that new agey. They sell, you know, rocks and
yes, things certainly
stuff like that.
Things that certainly would not be found in what would be the Elysian Fields. That is the idea of heaven in ancient Roman times.
Well, now Elysian Fields serves a much more flighty, woo-woo kind of right. New Age.
You should buy crystals and
I believe,
put them in your house.
I believe there's a god. I just believe that, you know...
We'll sell you a book on feng shui.
They certainly have that, too.
I believe it.
Aliens gave me faith.
I believe that all religions have are valid. I just, you know, I sort of believe that God is bigger than the religion, the boxes that religions put him in. And that's why
I would suppose he'd have to be.
Yeah.
When you say all religions are valid, what do you mean by that?
I believe they have valid spiritual principles. There's things about them that are going to, you know, make you a better person and help you to live a better life.
You know, by the way, I want to thank Brett again from Idaho for being a great, you know, great caller. He could have been... We could have treated him nasty, but we don't treat people nasty, even though I'm an atheist and he's a fundamentalist. I mean, it could have gotten really bad there, but it didn't. And he didn't jump down our throat, and we didn't jump down his throat. And it was just a nice call. And I wish we would have had more time to ask him exactly how it is he gets internet in his truck. I guess
that's pretty nifty.
That is cool.
Well, we've had that happen before.
Yeah, but, I mean, when you're traveling, it's difficult. I mean, when you move from... Maybe it's like a satellite.
It's got to be a satellite.
Let's go to Sheila in Oregon. Sheila, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. We'll try this again.
All right.
Anyway, I've written into you gentlemen before.
Yes.
But I've never called in before.
Well, thanks
for calling. When you started talking about the Bible, I thought I'd give you a call.
Well, perfect. Here you are. What's on your mind?
Well, I was agnostic for most of my life until just a couple of years ago. And
okay.
I've studied a lot, so I'm not a churchianity person.
Okay.
Okay. Jesus Christ walked the earth. He traveled in boats and he visited every tribe
Okay.
In America.
In America.
Absolutely. There's a book that
came
out.
Man, he got around, didn't he?
In 1963, while he was God on Earth, wasn't he?
Oh, in 1963? You're telling me that Jesus
was... 1963, a book came out called He Walked the Americas. This took 40 years of research. Archaeologists went and visited different tribes.
Oh, really?
And followed their myths and stuff. And
uh-huh.
They all... None of them used the name Jesus, but they all described him as a white man with long brown hair and
well,
a beard.
Well, now why is it that Jesus is white? That's
how
what I want to
How did a white guy get born to a bunch of Sephardic Jews is what I want to know.
No.
Well, God's white, man, which I mean, that's how.
Of course he is.
Was the Immaculate Conception. He could make that baby whatever color he wanted.
Well, this is just a story that all of the tribes... North America, South America, Central America, even the Polynesians, that this man
was able to walk
on the water, and he was able to raise the dead, he was able to cure the ill, and he said, you guys
raise
are
the
following
dead.
The law of the jungle. You have to follow God's law and love one another. And you can't be sacrificing your children anymore. You're not supposed to go to war. And as long as you keep these laws, you will have a good society. If you don't, you won't have a good society.
Hmm. And that came out, that was 1963. So he wasn't actually walking the earth in 1963. That's when the book came out.
No. That's when the book came out.
Right.
No, that was
so
the
did he also,
century.
Now wait. Did he spend time over in the Middle East as well? Or was he just, is Jesus actually only from America?
Oh, no. He was in India. How did he get from
point A to point B?
He had quite a life.
Yeah.
It was in a boat. His uncle was Joseph Arimathea.
So they took a boat. They took a little boat 2,000 years ago or whatever from the Middle East all the way over to North America?
Absolutely.
And how did they guide themselves? I guess God showed them the way, right?
Well, he could read the stars.
Why didn't God just, like, lift him up and just... deposit him in another country, like
that would be the
easy
way.
Because he went with some of his disciples.
Well, God could do anything. He could just go.
Yeah,
and
but he
make
went
them
with
all
his disciples.
Huh?
He went with his disciples.
That's right. Now, Jesus also he trained with Buddha. Is that not correct?
That's correct.
That is just I never knew
a Shaolin monk like Kwai Chang Kang on Kung Fu? Could Jesus kick somebody's butt if he wanted to?
You're being silly, man.
I am.
You're being silly to me.
Christianity, the legend continues.
Now, is there a religion that follows this idea, or is it just pretty much Sheila that follows this?
Oh, I don't know if anybody else does follow this.
No, I've certainly heard this before.
As a former agnostic,
uh-huh.
What made you choose the Jesus religion over all of the other different religions out there?
Just studying the different religions and trying to seek the truth, and I said, okay, God, if you're out there, tell me how come our government, our system, the society has totally gone insane,
uh-huh.
because...
What did he say? Did you actually talk to him?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, you know, lead me to the truth, and I got on the Internet.
Ah, thank goodness for that Internet. Otherwise, God would have just... What would he have done without the Internet?
Now, hold on a second. You say you studied all the religions, but then you asked God, the Christian God, why not ask Yahweh or Allah?
No, I just asked God.
You just asked God.
If you're out there, please help.
She didn't give you a chance.
But you didn't bother talking to Yahweh or Allah.
Well, Hindu religion believes many gods.
Yes.
Right.
Or Vishnu or Ganesh.
Mm-hmm.
Ganesh has the head of an elephant, you know.
He certainly does.
Well, she talked
quite a graceful guy, too.
She talked to God first, and that was good enough for her, apparently.
Well, that's fair. That's fair.
So there you go. All right, Sheila. Very interesting. You know what? I learned something new tonight. I had no idea about that. Thank you for the call.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, 800-259-5791. Just some amazing, amazing claims. And, you know, it brings us back to, it was something that you were saying during the break, Manwich, and that is, when you're born, you're typically born into a religion, unless you're born to agnostic or atheist parents. So, depending on where you're born is going to be pretty much the generator, the deciding factor in what religion you're born into. If you're born in North America, odds are good. You're going to be some sort of brand of Christian or Catholic.
Or if you're, I would say, it,
That's true, odds are. But even more specifically, if you're born into a family that believes in Christianity, you're very likely to be a Christian. Mm-hmm. Into the 90-something percentile of, you know, the family that you're born into.
Right, and if you're born in the Middle East, you're likely to be a Muslim.
God hates you.
If you're born
in the Middle East, God hates you. And
it just seems so arbitrary to me.
Those heathen brown skins.
Welcome back. This is your show. By the way, we've got Lauren on the line calling in. We do have guys on hold. These poor guys, you have to wait for all these ladies to get through. More ladies coming up. Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That is the number for you, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally hundreds of people interacting, over 900 people. And over 54,000 post readers.
Incredible.
It's a lot of fun. And it's totally free.
Need a hobby? Go to the BBS.
It's addictive, too, so you got to be careful with it. FreeTalkLive.com. Get interactive with us. All right, so we've stumbled onto the religion topic, and it's first I thought it was going to die off. I thought we were going to start the show and throw out this topic, and that was going to be it. But then we had some callers chime in, and in fact, the last call we had actually informed us that apparently, I mean, if you believe in the whole Jesus thing, apparently, according to her research, Jesus, not only was he a traveler in the Middle East, but he managed to travel across the world during his lifetime. Not through some sort of little magical transportation by God, which would have been the sensible way to do things. Like, you know, she suggested that he had come over to North America and South America and traveled around.
And it would seem to me that if I was God and my son Jesus wanted to get from one continent to the other, I'd just say, hey, just line yourself up in that X over there in the sand, and we'll do a little God transport and just get you there in, 2 minutes flat.
I mean, as the son of God, he certainly has better things to do than sit around on a boat.
Well, right. Her suggestion was that they took a boat across the Pacific Ocean or Atlantic Ocean.
And he must have remained inside the boat, never coming up on the deck the entire time, because, as Sheila pointed out, Jesus was white bread.
Yeah, and Jesus is a white man and had no sunscreen.
Right. That's right.
You got to be very careful when you're...
There certainly wasn't sunscreen 2,000 years ago. And I wanted to ask what it was that they ate on the trip over there. I mean, how big was the boat?
You know, you just remember the stories of Magellan, and where those guys had scurvy,
Oh, yeah. and Magellan himself didn't even make it through the whole trip.
This was in the 1600s.
Right.
And
1600 years later, allegedly.
I wonder if they lost any disciples. What do you think?
Maybe so.
She probably would have lost scores of disciples.
You have to eat sometime. Let's go to the phones to Lauren in Connecticut. Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys. I enjoy the show very much, and thanks for having me on.
Well, it's nice to have you, be free to enjoy the show at this point. This is Lauren Canario from New London, Connecticut. You've been in jail for the past 2 weeks.
That's right, and New London for trying to attend a city council meeting.
What happened?
Did you get any fights with any shivs while you're in the joint?
We'll get to the jail experience in a moment here. I want to get
love
the whole
jail joke.
I want to get the whole experience. If you've got, if you've got some time, Lauren, you were in the stairwell. You were in a stairwell in New London, Connecticut. There was going to be a town meeting, and the city commissioners were already in the area where they were going to have the meeting. They opened the doors to allow the townsfolk, the people that live in the area, to come in to the meeting, and then once you got up to the second floor, there was a flight of steps to take you to the third floor where the meeting was going to take place. Now, you guys went up the steps, there was the fire marshal apparently at the top of the steps, and he said, sorry, room's closed, there's too many people here, we can't have you come in. And that's pretty much what happened, correct?
That's right, and the crowd started getting kind of vocal and yelling up questions and to the fire marshal.
And all he's just busy trying to cover for his cronies. He doesn't know the answers.
Sure. And all of these people just wanted to come in and sit down and attend this meeting. The alleged reason why they weren't allowing you in was because of some sort of fire codes. There was some BS that they created about a fire escape being not painted or something like that. I'm not exactly sure what it was, but they refused to allow you guys in there. At what point did you get arrested? What led up to that?
Oh, well, I was arrested after most of the people had gone. They had announced that the meeting would be adjourned, that it would be reconvened in the next day at a different location where everyone can attend. But I didn't believe that was the case. I thought they were, just trying to get the crowd to disperse. So I decided to stay and watch and look into the council chambers and actually monitor when the people came out.
So just to make sure they wouldn't go on with the meeting, even though they promised to not go on with it.
Right.
And that's, by the way, I think a legitimate concern, because we've seen plenty of times where the government, the officials have basically told people things to get them to move along. It happened in New Orleans when a group of people were trying to leave the area. They found some cops, and they were looking for water, they were looking for food. The cops said, look, we know where there's a bus. You guys can go over and get to this bus. We swear to you, this bus is there. They just wanted to get the group of people away from them because the bus wasn't there.
That was the story in my mind when they announced to try and placate the crowd outside. Yeah.
So you stayed in the stairwell as everybody else, everyone else had pretty much left. What did the cops do to you? What did they say to you? What happened?
They surrounded me and they asked me repeatedly to descend the steps.
Mm-hmm.
I'll descend the steps when the people come out of the assembly room. But they didn't like my answer. And after repeatedly asking me, they threatened me with arresting me, and I still wouldn't move. So they actually arrested me.
Wow. And at that point, you pretty much went into non-cooperation mode. Or would you call it that?
When the handcuffs came out, that's when I stopped talking and stopped walking. So.
Mm-hmm. Did they have to carry you out of the stairwell?
Oh, yeah. They were running me down the stairways, carrying me, my feet and hands. I had four policemen taking me down to the paddy wagon.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
hey, normally it only takes one cop to take somebody to the paddy wagon. You had four of them. I mean, that's quite a feat. So they kind of loaded you into the paddy wagon, and then you headed down to the police station, I presume.
Right.
What happened then?
Oh, well, you know, I wouldn't get out of the van when they asked me to. And so they became very suspicious. They noticed that I was using my cell phone when they had opened up the paddy wagon doors. Mm-hmm. I'd call my husband to tell him what had happened.
Right. We're going to get the rest of your story. Can you hang on?
Sure.
All right, great. Lauren Canario from New London, Connecticut. She was in jail for 15 days for simply refusing to leave a stairwell. She wanted to get into a town meeting. If you got a question for her, 800-259-5791. The rest of her story coming up. Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder products. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, from the political to the personal. 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Literally dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photograph. And it's not just any photo. It's a photo with them proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. Check out the website for all the details. And it's not a beauty contest. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, and ages are there at freetalklive.com, Shrine of Female Listeners. So let's go to one of our lady listeners. It is Lauren calling from New London, Connecticut. Lauren, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Great. It's nice to be here.
Well, it's good to have you being able to speak again, because what happened was you were arrested. Let's catch up here. You were arrested for trying to attend a town meeting. You certainly were not being violent. You certainly were being, you might have been a little vocal, but you certainly weren't being violent. The cops arrested you in a stairwell. They took you down to the station. You refused to cooperate with them. When you got down to the station, they had to literally, I guess, lift you out of the paddy wagon to get you inside. And you weren't even talking. Were the cops asking you questions and you just weren't even talking to them at all?
Yeah, they were really suspicious when they opened the door and they noticed I had a cell phone. They thought I was recording them and that I was trying to get them to, you know, say or do something, fascist or...
Their guard was up, yes, as it should have been.
And they asked me many, many times to come on out. We won't hurt you. Come on out. And but I refused to move. And
right.
So, you know, they finally, you know, grabbed my legs and arms and got me into the station.
You forced them to work for that government paycheck. So
you wouldn't believe. Yeah.
So you
wouldn't believe how
they
complained either.
I can only imagine. You went into the station. Then what happened?
Then they, emptied my pockets. They took my glasses, the thing that was tying my hair up, and my shoes. And they asked me to do some fingerprints, but I just sat there, and refused to cooperate. I thought they were going to, drag my hands over there and make some fingerprints themselves, but they didn't want to do that.
I'm shocked that they didn't do that. I would
really
have expected
shocked.
That as well. I mean, do you think that that would happen with pretty much anybody? If you went to jail and refused to cooperate with them, would they force you into it? Was she lucky?
I don't think they were taking her case very seriously because they didn't consider her a real criminal.
Otherwise, they would have forced it to happen.
Right. If she had crack on her, they'd have got her fingerprints. That's what I'm saying. Now, the cops are only doing what they have to do, according, in their mind.
Right.
So I think that, yeah.
Okay, so you refused the fingerprinting process, which turned into, I guess, a little bit of trouble for a little bit of extra trouble for you down the line. And then they booked you in there. Do you have any, fun stories from while you were in prison? Did you talk to any of your cellmates, or were you totally silent the entire time?
I was pretty silent when I was in the New London jail. I was in a room all by myself. There was no mattress. It was pretty cold in there, and I felt like the world was shut off to me.
Right.
But I could hear my cell phone ringing out in the office a couple of times. So it was encouraging.
I gotcha. So you weren't in general population or anything like that when you were actually in the New London jail then?
No, I was all by myself.
Interesting. So at one point, I guess the next day or day after that, you were taken up to the judge for an arraignment. And they actually had to carry you up the courthouse steps because, again, you refused to cooperate. And then the judge decided to double your bail. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Can we continue this story, Lauren? Because I know there's more to it.
Yeah, let's continue
later. All right, we're going to put you on hold. 1-800-259-5791. Hour number two is on the way. We have Lauren Canario, the non-cooperative person who is fighting for freedom. We'll come back.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.